right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. Evan, who do we have on the line?
We've got John from Madison.
Hey, John, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. What topic do you want to discuss?
Doing well, Earl. Thank you. I want to talk about status quo Joe.
Okay. Okay, go ahead.
And again, he's trying. Obviously, we got two Democrat senators or Republicans. But anyway, Joe's been around 47 years, right, in politics, I think, something like that. I believe he moved to Delaware from Scranton and enabled and made it a banking state, I guess similar to North Dakota, and green-lighted offering credit cards to incoming freshmen, setting up at colleges and not necessarily in their best interests. Joe's made some mistakes, tough on crime. He's retracted some of those. But again, and I said it prior, the two-party system's broken. And part of that deal is that the status quo is not going to be disrupted. And again, you're talking about the pharmaceutical industry, a perfect example of it. And it's been true for a long time, but it does, it stems from private health care.
That's both Democrats and Republicans. Okay.
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's what it is. That's the problem with the two-party system.
Well, we're not going to change the two-party system. Okay, that's not going to happen in my lifetime. I don't know how old you are. Maybe it might happen in your lifetime, but I don't think so.
No, I'm up there.
I don't think there's going to be. The only thing I'm saying is, in this instance, here we are. And, you know, it's so egregious that people who have this illness that causes death and that, you know, there's $190,000 a year being charged. Yeah. And right. And we, the taxpayers, are paying that when we can change that.
Yeah. Well, and the EpiPen, the EpiPen,
right, same thing.
When they gouge the market and
well we the same thing it. For insulin, you know, all of those things.
Yeah, well, and I mean, let's face it. So you're a private company, and every time I see a hospital or a PPO advertising on television, what's their marketing budget? Is that 15%, 12.5%, 10%? What if we put that into healthcare? And we're talking about millions and billions of dollars. There's several problems and, other stuff,
Hey, man, thank you very much for the call. Thank you for listening. I really appreciate it. I want to go back to what Kroot was saying, because I hadn't heard it. Maybe that's something that's just coming
literally
out.
Literally just happened, yeah.
It doesn't surprise me. Some galoot sitting up in Madison from a different part of the state, who knows nothing about the city of Milwaukee and knows nothing about Milwaukee public schools, only what somebody has told them. And so for decades, people who sit up in Madison from different parts of the state want to attempt to get brownie points and say, well, we'll separate. We'll destroy Milwaukee Public Schools. It's too big. We'll turn it over and let the governor, run Milwaukee Public Schools. We'll let the mayor run Milwaukee Public Schools, not understanding that there are over 72,000 students in Milwaukee Public Schools. It is a bureaucracy.
It's its own job.
With a $1.3 billion budget budget every year, and many different tentacles that is almost an impossible task. Their budget is almost as big as the city of Milwaukee's budget.
Yep.
And so it takes full-time people in positions to here who are here right in this city mm-hmm. on top of it to run. And yet some galoot sitting in Madison and some lunatic from a different part of the state comes up with, oh, I got an idea. I got a great idea. Why don't we dismantle Milwaukee public schools? And then it gets all this fanfare. Hey, we've been there before.
Yeah.
We've been there many times where some lunatic up in Madison turns around and says, hey, let's undo Milwaukee public schools and turn it over to others. And every time they've attempted to do it, nobody has been willing to step up and say, hey, we'll do it. And while I'm at that, why don't those same people who are at the state, why don't they take over Milwaukee public schools and run it if they think they're that bright? If they figure that they're that smart, why don't they do it on their own?
That's exactly what they're trying to do here. They'll hire someone else to do it.
Yeah, well, they can't. Listen, I don't. They can hire whoever the hell it is they want to try to hire. There's nobody outside of the city of Milwaukee that can deal with 72,000 students who live in one of the most impoverished cities in the entire nation and one of the most impoverished cities, states, you know, black children in the entire nation. And with not only some of the lowest reading scores, but who live in, again, some of the worst poverty in the entire nation and act as though that doesn't have some impact on the education of children.
The worst part is, Earl, that this isn't about helping the children. This is about privatizing an education system and then getting it subsidized by the government and taking that money.
Well, you and I know that. They've tried it before. And when they tried to force the mayor, then Mayor Tom Barrett of the city of Milwaukee to do it, Mayor Barrett told them, you must be out of your mind. I've got a city to run. I can't deal with an entity that has as big a budget as I have and all the other things that go along with that. I mean, it's much ado about nothing. It's just another loudmouth at the state level thinking that they know something about what's going on in the city of Milwaukee. They don't.
And they know.
As a matter of fact, they're part of the reason why the district is in the condition it's in.
Yeah.
You know, you can't deny resources to the city of Milwaukee. When the city attempts to raise its own resources via property taxes, the same clowns who are talking about, hey, let's dismantle Milwaukee public schools, say, no, we're not going to let you charge a 1 cent sales tax.
But that's part of the point, Earl. You know what I'm saying? They want to dismantle it, so they will not.
I already know what it is.
Yeah, they will not get these funds because they want it gone.
So listen, man, I've lived in the state for 67 years. I know about those people up in the legislature. Many of them from across this state. I'm not unmindful of that. I know who they are. I know what's in their minds. So some lunatic comes up with the idea and the rest of them jump on it.
Yeah, this is a state mission. This is an Alberta darling project. You know, this will be part of Rebecca Clayfish's campaign.
It's been tried and it's not going to happen. Who do we have on the line?
Nobody.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's been tried, Evan, and it's not going to happen because anybody with common sense knows it's a bigger issue mm-hmm. than what they make it to be. Oh, well, the MPS is a failing district. It's a failing system. It's a failing system because the state of Wisconsin is failing the citizens and many African Americans who live in the city of Milwaukee.
This is one of those that gets my heart rate up, man. This really, really bothers me. It really does.
Yeah, well, I can tell you it bothers me more because I'm here.
Yeah.
And I've watched it go on for decades. And so every, you know, 5 years or so, another lunatic comes up with this idea. Hey, why don't they find a way to fix other issues on the state level than to attempt to try to deal with that. You know, if they want to do something on the state to help the city of Milwaukee and poor kids, do something to help them get rid of the lead pipes that are causing severe mental retardation to children in the city. We just had the Vice President of the United States come in here and talk about the fact that it's going to take 10 years, even with the federal government, to address the fact of the lead in the water. Many of the children fail in Milwaukee public schools because they've been poisoned by lead.
Yeah.
So, but nobody at the state level has the courage to talk about that. Who do we have on the line?
We've got Bill from Oconomowoc.
Hey, Bill, how you doing, man? What do you say?
Hey, Earl, I'm glad you're talking about what you're talking about. Why don't we do this with the Republicans? Two things, especially Voss and some of those other clowns up there, Gableman, all of them. Let's give them a bill. And the bill is all the money they've cost the state of Wisconsin, from crazy investigations to a Foxconn that never developed. That bill is incredible. And say, look, we're willing to talk. You pay the bill and we'll talk. You've leached off the taxpayers long enough. You have no credibility. You destroyed your credibility with all your craziness. Don't expect us to even listen to you. You are obsolete. You're not credible. Go ahead, Earl. You were going to say something.
Well, man, listen, I can't disagree with you at all. I mean, it's almost like they look at they don't have the capacity to really address real issues at the state level. Many of them have been elected by folk because, well, you know, nobody else wants the position. So, you know, this is the person that winds up being elected. Man, thank you very much for the call. Who do we have up next, Evan?
We got Rocky from Madison.
Hey, Rocky, what's going on, man? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Hey. Yeah, I'm glad to hear you're vaxxed and everything, and you're doing all right. But what you said just a minute ago about the lead in the water, I'm glad that somebody cares and says something about it that matters, because it does matter. You can afford a stadium, you can afford to have water that's good for the people, or give it to them, one of the two, or both.
You know, Rocky, the city of Madison got rid of 8,000 or more lead laterals because they knew the impact of lead to children. Milwaukee has, I don't know, 30,000 or more, or 40,000 lead laterals, children being poisoned every day, drinking leaded water in the wealthiest nation on earth. And then you have people who sit up in Madison, the legislature, and say, hey, Milwaukee Public Schools, it's failing those children, those poor black children in Milwaukee. We got to do something, you all. We got to come in. We got to take it over, and we got to dismantle it. Not even understanding that even in their own rural areas, their leaded pipes that are poisoning the children in their areas. I mean, just ridiculous, man. You can tell that it gets under my skin. And I wish I could debate any of them, you know, but I know they don't have the courage to do that. I'm going to reach out to him, though. The guy who said that, I'm reaching out to him and see if I can get him on the air on Monday. Thank you very much for the call. We got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. You got me wound up, Crudy. All right, we'll be back.